just to the south of Milwaukee in Illinois, the stalemate between the Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and the Democratic state legislature over whether to cut spending or raise taxes has left the state without a budget for almost a month. And while essential functions of government continue to operate and state workers are still getting paid, other so-called non-essential state-funded programs are starting to suffer. Judy Gall is the executive director of Alternatives, Inc., a youth development agency that's considered non-essential by the state. She's with us from Chicago. Judy, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Just briefly tell us what Alternatives, Inc. does, first of all.
We are a youth and family agency with the mission of providing comprehensive services. That means we use a community-based model and provide both behavioral health and youth development services.
And how much of your funding comes from the state?
We're about a $4 million operation, and $1.5 million is state funds.
So what has happened to that funding because the state of Illinois is in a budget stalemate right now?
So this year with the budget, we have a contract, but we are not in the group of contracts that's considered essential services. So we are taking the risk that by continuing to provide services that we may or may not get paid for it.
Well, how long are you expecting this freeze to last?
I don't think anybody expected it to last this long. The challenge is that in Illinois, it's not unusual for the last at least 8 years with the economic downturn to go through some type of budget dilemma at the beginning of the fiscal year. But the difference this year is that it doesn't feel like the leadership is really working to resolve things. And there's almost a sense of, you know, things haven't shut down yet. And so we can wait until that happens to take action.
What do you make of where you are right now? The idea that everybody in the government, or at least those in power, would like to fund what you do, and yet because of this stalemate, you may not be able to get that funding.
I think the sense of it really is that we're sort of being strangled is the term I would use, so that you're using your reserves, your line of credit, whatever you can, and so we're doing that. On the other hand, what's really important to understand is that it's not just the cuts. So in our example, we have a new contract that was to start July 1st that provides 24-hour crisis intervention services to expand services to 12 communities on Chicago's south side. And without a budget, we made the commitment to go ahead and hire the crisis workers, but that's only a few full-time people versus the additional six that would fully staff the programming and to be able to sign a lease for a Southside site so that we can work directly with the community and with the young people in their community.
What would society lose, in your view, if you lost your funding?
Enormous. We work with young people to resolve conflict. We provide safe spaces for young people. We provide the behavioral mental health, the substance abuse treatment and prevention. And really, ultimately, what you lose is over 3,000 young people who are building for our future. They're learning the skills of teamwork, of conflict resolution, of critical thinking, their first experiences in working on a job. And all the research shows that you know, has a lifetime impact, the quality of your first job. And so the ripple effect is not just with 3,000 that receive the direct service, but it's also the parents, the teachers, the school systems, the community in general that feel that impact if young people aren't engaged in, you know, building our future.
Judy Gall, the executive director of Alternatives, Inc., that's a youth development agency in Chicago that is sort of in flux right now as the state is in a stalemate, the budget stalemate between the Republican governor and the Democratic state legislature. We'll see what happens. Judy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.